Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As we do spinning jokes. This is why Dave stayed away so long. Didn't have to do all of this. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Peggy Hacker sent us a joke from Rockford. Ernie Malik did in Chicago. Russ in Midlothian, thank you. Don W. in Crystal Lake sent us more jokes, and Diane Powell did too. Richard Trout, Gary Wenzel of Prospect Heights writes, hey, John Williams, here's my latest submission, so hold on to your sides. Also, I'd prefer the glass, but the mug would be fine too. And Michael Danahy, the PhD senior lecturer in the Department of Chemistry at Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine, writes, hi, John Williams, alas, with classes starting today here in Maine, it looks like I will not be entering the lecture hall sporting a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. But here's hope I can earn one by midterms. And finally, Kathy and Lafayette and the fine folks at Bagcraft in Chicago write, hey, John, my coworkers, the ones who swear they hate Speed Jokes, wanted me to send this one to you. So what do you know? By the way, at Bagcraft, they make paper-based solutions for better food packaging. And they sent this one in. What does a chicken wear to run a marathon? That would be bark, bark, box. Hey, did you know that Warren G. Harding was the first hipster president?
Really? How do you know?
Well, he was president before it was Coolidge. Apparently, it's rude to ask the parents of a kid on a leash if it's a rescue. Now I know. I shouldn't have said that.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a father, and John Williams will star as son.
Hey, Dad, I got a part in the school play.
In what role?
I play a man who's been married for 25 years.
Oh, well, maybe next time you'll get a speaking part.
Why do dinosaurs make such bad pets? Because they're dead. My wife said I have no sense of direction, and I was like, hey, where did that come from? Guy went to work with bandages covering both of his ears. The boss said, what happened? And the guy says, well, I was ironing my shirt when the phone rang, and I accidentally put the iron to my ear. The boss said, well, what happened to the other ear? He said, yeah, I had to call the doctor. Hey, Dave, while you were gone, I picked up some new books for you to read.
That's okay, John. I've got a lot of catching up to
do. Hey, Dave, read this book, History of Malaria by Amos Skeeto and Pharmacy Made Easy by One Daily. And how about this book, Dave?
The Art of Button Making by Zipporah Broken.
Zipporah Broken. Yes, Dave, you should read that book. And here's another one, Dave. Don't Wake the Baby by Elsie Cries. And one more for you, Dave. Here, read
Modern
this.
Modern Cures for Hair Problems by Dandruff.
You know, if you lose a sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that doesn't fit any container. You knew that, right? My wife told me she was leaving me again. She about leaves me every week, but God bless her, she comes back, huh? My wife told me she was leaving me because of my obsession with the movie Airplane. And I said, surely you jest.
Excuse me, sir. There's been a little problem in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots sit. That's not important right now. You see, the first officer is ill, and the captain needs someone to help him with the radio.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley. What flying experience have you had?
Well, I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Thanks for... That's our little musical send-off. But how much fun is that?